Lara Dolan is with us like El Pronto. Thanks for joining us, Lara. Tēnā koe. Lara's the CEO at Mangere Budgeting Services Trust. And I thank you for sharing some time with us, Lara. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Good on you. Sadly, budgeting services funding from the government has been cut. By how much? How difficult is it under the new regime with Les Putia, Lara?
So my understanding is that few services didn't get their funding. Mangere Budgeting Services Trust was a successful in securing building financial capability contract with the Ministry of Social Development. And there is seem to be an increased demand for our services in community, and particularly for us, demand is 18% higher compared to last financial year. But we are lucky we will be able to continue our mahi and continue helping whānau to improve their financial knowledge and financial well-being.
Tēnā koe. There's some desperate whānau out there as we speak. As the squeeze, as inflation rises, mortgage rates is not coming down, interest rates on mortgages aren't coming down. It just seems a constant assault on our paycheck. That's if you're lucky enough to have work. So how would you describe the difficulties many whānau are facing at these very tough economic times we are witnessing in 2024, Lara?
Yes, Dale, as you mentioned, cost of living crisis, everything is expensive. Many families are struggling. Like last year, we helped 2,499 people through our financial capability services. But this year, as at end of May, we help already 2,955 families. So this is 500 additional families, which is indicator of people are doing tough.
Yeah, very much so. So are most coming in with budgeting advice, Lara, or they've found themselves heavily in debt and need some assistance to try and work their way through, or is it for food bank support? Because I know some budgeting services have associate food banks and the like. What's the main reason people are knocking on your door, Lara?
For us, Dale, we do provide a wraparound, hand-up approach. We do have social supermarket and emergency food service as well as counseling. So people come to our door. Some of them may have not enough put yet to put food or kai on the table for their kids. We will be able to help. But for ongoing support, people will need to work with us. And we do see people whose, as you said, mortgages are not coming down. People are struggling with mortgage repayments. So they just need to have a little bit of hand to prepare their budget, to see how they can manage household finances a little bit better to meet all their needs.
Tēnā koe, earlier we made mention of the way that the Māori Budgeting Service had opened the first social supermarket. That's when we had a discussion. I think it was back in maybe April. How is that going? Because we know that many, not just budgeting services, but many food banks and the like are also struggling at this difficult time. Tell us about the social supermarket and how that's faring under these circumstances, please, Lara.
Yes, Dale. So Social Supermarket was open in First South Auckland Social Supermarket in April, 11th of April. And so far we had, as at end of May, we had 94 families through. People seem to be enjoying it because they have mana and dignity and they can choose their own food, which is different to food parcel, because in the food parcel you get what you're given. You can't choose your own necessity. So that's have been a positive addition to our services.
And obviously you're relying on donations from businesses to put the kai on the shelves of that social supermarket. And many of those businesses too are under pressure. Have you been receiving the same level of support from those donations as you have in the past?
We are lucky enough to have an agreement or collaboration with food staff and their partners. So at the moment, we are okay. We also hoping that Ministry of Social Development will continue supporting our mahi in terms of food bank. But this is conversation yet to be held with ministry.
Tēnākoe. Where's the budgeting service based now? Are you still on Walmsley?
Yes, we are. Our locations are Walmsley and in the Mangere Town Centre, and we are based also in Otara inside the Citizen Advice Bureau.
Kia ora. If you need any help, it's budgeting services, but look, they're there to tautoko anyone who's in need. So pop on in. You've met Lara a few times on our program, and she's just waiting there with her team to tautoko in any way that they can. Whether that's in budgeting or financial capability advice or even with the social supermarket. Ka wea whakama, don't be shy. You've met Lara on our radio show, and she'll be happy to help if she can at the Mangere Budgeting Service. Thanks so much, Lara, for joining us on the show.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Lara Dolan. So Walmsley Road, go to Favona. Swing a left into that block. I think there's the Lady Dora fruit and veg on the corner there, and that's one office. As Lara mentioned, the Mangere Town Centre as well.